There are over 1,700 references to the Bible, in the Bible, to children and childhood. And these reflect God's special care and concern for children, the gifts they have, and how God uses children and young people in his purposes and kingdom. Here are just a few. Children have a special place in God's heart.
Matthew chapter 19, verse 13 to 15. Some people brought children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and to pray for them, but the disciples scolded the people. Jesus said, "Let the children come to me and do not stop them, because the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." He placed his hands on them and then went away.
God created each of us and knows us intimately from before birth.
Psalm 139:13-16. You created every part of me. You put me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because you are to be feared. All you do is strange and wonderful. I know it with all my heart. When my bones were being formed, carefully put together in my mother's womb, when I was growing there in secret, you knew that I was there. You saw me before I was born.
Every child is a special gift from God to be valued and nurtured.
Psalm 127:3-4. Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a real blessing. The sons a man has when he is young are like arrows in a soldier's hand. Hosea 1:1-4. When Israel was a child, I loved him and called him out of Egypt as my son. But the more I called to him, the more he turned away from me. My people sacrificed to Baal. They burned incense to idols. Yet I was the one who taught Israel to walk. I took my people up in my arms, but they did not acknowledge that I took care of them. I drew them to me with affection and love. I picked them up and held them to my cheek. I bent down to them and fed them.
Each child is full of God-given creative potential and spirituality. Children have something to offer which God can use.
Joel chapter 2, verse 28. Afterward, I will pour out my spirit on everyone. Your sons and daughters will proclaim my message. Your old people will have dreams, and your young people will see visions.
God speaks to and through children.
1 Samuel, verse 2. In the meantime, the boy Samuel continued to serve the Lord, wearing a sacred linen apron. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. Be on your guard. Make certain that you do not forget as long as you live what you have seen with your own eyes. Tell your children and your grandchildren about the day you stood in the presence of the Lord, your God, at Mount Sinai, when he said to me, "Assemble the people, I want them to hear what I have to say, so that they will learn to obey me as long as they live, and so that they will teach their children to do the same." Joshua chapter 8. Joshua then read aloud the whole law, including the blessings and the curses, just as they are written in the book of law. Every one of the commandments of Moses was read by Joshua to the whole gathering, which included women and children, as well as the foreigners living among them.
Children should be fully part of congregational life and practice. How we welcome and include them is important.
Acts chapter 16, verse 34. Then he took Paul and Silas up into his house and gave them some food to eat. He and his family were filled with joy because they now believed in God.
Children have a voice and can lead.
Jeremiah 1:6-10. I answered, "Sovereign Lord, I don't know how to speak. I am too young." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say that you are too young, but go to the people I send you to and tell them everything I command you to say. Do not be afraid of them, for I will be with you to protect you. I, the Lord, have spoken." Then the Lord reached out, touched my lips, and said to me, "Listen, I am giving you the words you must speak. Today I give you authority over nations and kingdoms to uproot and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant."
God expects families and communities to pray, love, care for, protect, train, and nurture their children.
Matthew chapter 18, verse 5. And whoever welcomes in my name one such child as this welcomes me. If anyone should cause one of these little ones to lose his faith in me, it would be better for that person to have a large millstone tied around his neck and drowned in the deep sea. Proverbs 22, verse 6. Teach children how they should live, and they will remember it all their life.
God's salvation and God with us comes through Jesus born as a baby.
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. A child is born to us, a son is given to us, and he will be our ruler. He will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
So many references to children and young people. The church today faces many challenges, and one of them is how to make faith relevant and attractive to families. I'm delighted that this congregation takes this seriously and have committed to employing a part-time children and families worker and a part-time youth worker. The recruitment process for this is ongoing. But we hope with God's guidance to recruit the right people to work with me in developing this area of work. This is not about safeguarding this church's future. It is about recognising the scriptural references we have just heard this morning and recognising the imperative to make children and young people part of today's church, because God loves all his family. Pentecost Sunday is often seen as the day we celebrate the birth of the church. So that got me wondering about the kinds of things that we usually do when we have a birthday. Can anybody think about some of the special things that might be done on somebody's birthday? Anybody think? Well, on your birthday, do you get up in the morning and open some presents, maybe? Do you? Does anybody get presents on their birthday? So do you think it'd be a good day if we're celebrating the birthday of the church, maybe to have some presents? Do you think that'd be a good thing? Do you think I've maybe got some presents? And I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I wonder if I've got 7 presents. We'll have a look and see what's hiding behind the communion table. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 7, presents. This one's heavy. There might be a present for all of you over there. Would you all like to come and see if there's a present? Come on, see. Right. Callum, do you want to choose one of these parcels? Now, don't open it yet, okay? We'll maybe get you to open them all at the same time. But if you all want to choose a parcel, which parcel do you want to choose? Go for it. Oh. Are you having that one? You're choosing a parcel. Which one? You want that one? Right, I'm going to need to get 2 people. Maybe Marina. Would you like presents? You get a parcel too. Would you like to come and join us? Right. Let's see. Do you want to open your presents? Do you want to see what's inside them? Right. We'll go one at a time, but we'll leave your one to last if that's all right. Is that okay? Because you just find what's in there, haven't you? Yeah. Right. Who's got one of the? Who's got the present open? I think the lid just comes off.
I'm looking what's inside.
She's looking to see what's inside. You're all being very careful. Does everybody do this whole careful peel it? Do you not do that whole strip thing? Right, what have you got there, Callum? What have you got there?
A balloon.
I've got a balloon, and there's something attached to the balloon. Ah, some words. What do you think that says? It says teaching and prophecy. That's a funny present, isn't it? A balloon with teaching and prophecy. Right, have you got a balloon too? And if what is your... Oh, yours has got a bit of paper attached and it says miracles. Ah, you hang on to your balloon. Right, let's see. How are we getting over here? You've got healing and faith. What have you got here? What's the paper? What does yours say? Well, you've got a long one here. It says speaking languages and understanding different languages. What have you got, Fraser? Knowledge. And Ellie, what have you got? Wisdom. That's funny gifts to get, isn't it? They're funny gifts to get. Do you know, these are the gifts that we sometimes talk about being gifts of the Spirit. And it was when the Spirit came, he gave people gifts. And when Jesus was alive, he led his team of disciples, but he needed them when he was gone to have all the things needed to maybe to take the church forward, to build the church and to teach people. And all of these things were things that people needed to be able to do. So healing, Jesus healed, but we still need people that heal, and we still do. We've got doctors and nurses, and what was yours? Faith, and we need people to have faith. Well, you got to blow your balloons up, are you? And what was your teaching and prophecy? Well, we need teachers and prophecy. I think prophecy is a funny one, because sometimes we think prophecy is about telling the future, but actually I like to think that prophecy is being able to speak to the now about what might happen in the future if we don't actually do the right thing. And what was your speaking languages? Well, Christianity is a worldwide language, a worldwide faith, and so we do need people who can speak different languages. And what was your one you had? Miracles. Well, miracles are things we just can't explain, and they still happen, don't they? We think about miracles in the Bible and all the miracles that Jesus did, but things still happen in the world that we just have no explanation for. And so you had knowledge. Knowledge. Well, we need knowledgeable people, because we need knowledgeable people so that we can learn. And yours was wisdom. Wisdom to do and say the right thing. And what else was in your box, Ellie? What was inside your box? Oh, will I lift it up and show everybody? Lots of sweeties. Now, this was your gift, wasn't it? This was a gift that you chose. So what would be the right thing to do with all of these sweeties? To share them, that'd be right. That's a right thing to do. And I think that'd be a really nice thing to do. Maybe while we're singing our song in a little minute, you might want to go around and share the sweeties. Would that be a nice thing to do? Make sure all these nice people here get one. Okay. Okay, are you going to manage to blow up your balloons? Well, we'll leave you to do that now. Will I pop these sweeties down here for you? Because Elliot, when we had the Kirk magazine, was asked some questions, weren't you, about what you liked about church and what your favourite stories were and what you wanted to see more of in church, didn't you? And what was the thing that you said you wanted to see more of in church? Gymnastics. Wait a minute. Gymnastics. And do you want a shot? You want to have a bounce? Right, if I hold your presents for you, right, have a wee jump. But hold on to there, okay? Oh, star jump. Oh, very good. Very good. Oh, right, okay, that's enough. MDL's want a shot. MDL's want a shot. Come on, Ed, come on, quick. Oh. You want a shot to jump? You want to bounce? Bounce with no hands. Ooh. Can you jump one? There you go. You managed to jump with no hands. Okay, could you just star jump? Go. There you go. Oh, well done. Right, you want a shot as well, Fraser? Come on in, quickly. All have a shot. Now, whose balloon is this? Your one? No, I won't let the air out of it. A slightly more cautious approach. Are you having a shot? Oh, wow. There we go, star jumps. Right, I think, Ellie, are you going to have a shot? Oh, was that your box, wasn't it? Oh, there you go, right. Now, she didn't just say she wanted more gymnastics in church. She actually added something to that. Can anybody remember what she added? Can you remember what you added? It wasn't just more gymnastics in church. What did you add? Including the minister. Now, you don't know this, but when I was about your size and a little bit older, I used to do gymnastics. And I'm hunting in the loft this morning because I once won a medal for gymnastics. I got a silver medal when I was doing my Baga 4. That's beginners, yeah, very, very basic. But guess what happened to me that meant gymnastics got a little bit more difficult? What do you think stopped me doing gymnastics?
You hurt yourself?
No, I didn't hurt myself. I got too big. But I thought, seeing as Ellie asked for some gymnastics in church and that the minister should take part, I thought, will I give it a go? Will I give it a go some gymnastics?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Right. I might need some help. Right. Okay, do you want to hold my glasses for a bit? No, I'm really, really struggling to do a cartwheel, but I manage a forward roll. I have to take the shoes off over there. I really might need some help. Suggested by the church is that we take some time to consider our commitment to children and young people in our churches and to create some kind of act of commitment. So what you'll find on your way out of the church this morning, there are two trestles with boards on them, white boards, and on them are written three statements. And I'm hoping that on your way out, you would add your name as a sign of commitment, that we agree with these statements, and that we will work towards doing all we can as a congregation to live those statements out. The three statements are that, one, we will create a community of faith where young people are valued, listened to, and actively involved in the life, work, and mission of the church. That, two, we believe in a church where young and old learn from each other and grow with each other. And three, we will provide an environment where the faith of children and young people can grow and deepen in love, respect, and with confidence.